Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
If you're planning a trip out to Palm Desert, California, the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens is a not-to-be-missed experience for anyone, any age. How about a camel ride for the kids? Or an up-close viewing of giraffes, elephants, a leopard, hedgehogs, a butterfly habitat, and cheetahs? It's all there at the Living Desert Zoo. And I was absolutely stunned when I visited the zoo's Tenedy Wildlife Hospital and Conservation Center. This multi-million dollar facility is loaded with state-of-the-art surgery suites and treatment rooms. Floor-to-ceiling glass walls allow visitors to watch the medical staff at work. It also serves as a rescue rehabilitation facility for local wildlife. If you're curious about the native plants of the desert realm, this is also the place to spend a day or two, as the Living Desert Gardens showcase more than 1,400 plant species with representative collections from the arid regions of North America and Africa, along with hummingbird and butterfly gardens. The Living Desert's immersion gardens were among the first to showcase the flora of a specific geographic region. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Barbara Blythe, tourism specialist with the City of Palm Desert, at the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, where we'll meet a baby giraffe and stop in at the high-tech hospital and rehab facility. Now let's join Barbara Blythe.
The Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. It's one of the top attractions here in the city of Palm Desert. It is a 1,200-acre facility, not all of which is developed as zoo and gardens. A lot is actually just natural preserve space, which is how it actually started back in the early 1970s. It has now grown to be one of the major attractions in the Coachella Valley, really the only zoo and gardens that you can find anywhere from Palm Springs to Indio and beyond. And we think it's a great asset to help people learn about the desert, the animals, the plants that are found here, and how they have not only just adapted, but how they really thrive in a desert climate.
When you bring somebody out, what are the coolest things that you like to share and show?
I can't imagine not bringing a visitor here to the Living Desert, because people really are curious about what there is to be found. As far as what they find to enjoy there, there's a lot of activities for children. So anybody that's visiting with children would enjoy the Discovery Center, where there's a lot of hands-on fun activities. Or there's even just a play area and a carousel, too. The carousel happens to feature animals that are all endangered species, so it's a little bit different. It's not just horsies.
And how about you personally? What first comes to mind? What makes you smile?
Well, as somebody who lives here in Palm Desert, I have to admit that for me, the hiking trails are a big draw, but I just enjoy walking around and just seeing the beautiful grounds. It's a really lovely setting, so there's really, quite frankly, something for everyone. They have exhibits for North American animals as well as African animals. And so for me, probably the part I really enjoy is the giraffe exhibit. It's a big feature. They happen to have had a number of baby giraffes over the last few years, including one here in 2016 that is a brand new addition to the zoo. Baby boy, he's about my height, and I'm a tall person.
You got to feed him.
I did get to feed him this morning. That was an awful lot of fun.
And I'm sure all of you heard that we have a new giraffe calf. This is the, you see, this is the mom. She's about 14. This is her sixth calf. Yeah, if you guys want to feed her some carrots, she would love it, I'm sure.
Oh.
Put him right here.
Oh, this one will come.
Yeah, he's almost 2 years old. Yeah, go ahead and feed him. He's pretty outgoing for, he'll come up to us, and I think he thinks that, and I don't know if you can see, but his ossicones, those little, at the top there, you see how his are kind of fluffy there, they haven't fused yet, so you can just, they kind of look like a fro, an afro.
But he's very cute.
I got a giraffe nose in there, I think.
Thank you.
We really enjoyed a great behind-the-scenes tour today, which is something that is optional to people who visit the Living Desert.
The behind-the-scenes tour of the hospital and rehab facility was a not-to-be-missed highlight of my time at the zoo.
We see over 1,000 animals a year, through our rehab facility, but they have to be indigenous to Coachella Valley, to this area. The public often will see a baby owl fall out of a nest, and they'll bring it to us. And then our rehab facility, which is a different building off to the side, they make sure that it gets put back together correctly and is back out in the wild.
A lot of birds.
We get a lot of hummingbirds because people find them, you know, little babies that fell down. Uh-huh. And it's so fun, too.
As you can imagine, the process of bringing in a sick wild animal from out in the zoo into the hospital sometimes requires the use of a high-powered crane.
And what's really cool, there's a crane that goes all the way from where the trucks come in with the animal. And the animal's crated. Usually they anesthetize the larger animal out in the field and bring them in. They hook the crate up with a big crane. The crane goes all the way from out in the animal yard and brings it all the way, and puts it down here on the table. And then they can do work on the table right here and get the animal up and on it. So it's just amazing to watch them do these things. Most of the bigger ones they're going to do out in the field. Like, they wouldn't bring giraffe in here.
Not something that anybody can just normally walk in and see. You may need to make some advanced plans, but I think it's well worth it to see the care that goes in and is involved in taking care of the many species that they are involved in protecting and conserving at the Living Desert.
There you go.
We've been visiting with Barbara Blythe at the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens in Palm Desert, California. I'm your host, correspondent Tom Wilmer.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,